Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, friends, and welcome to another tournament edition of The Spread presented by the Red Light Sports Network. I'm your host, J.A., the managing director and co-founder of Cover That Spread. You can find some of my other videos and podcasts on the redlightsportsnetwork.com, and while you're there, be sure to check out the Million Dollar Ramble and find out what you guys can do to help put an end to domestic violence. On today's show, I am going to be talking about the NCAA tournament. This is the main thing, and so what we're all here for today. And as usual, these last couple of weeks, I'm joined by Catracho. Say hello, my friend.
Hello, sir. Ready for another show to break down the East and South brackets today.
It's going to be a lot of fun. I felt like we've made some good progress yesterday. I felt like we had some good discussions about when to take on an upset, so I'm looking forward to some more of that today. But first, let's just get this out of the way. This program and the website, CoverThatSpread.com, is for entertainment purposes only. And if you have any questions about the legality of gambling, you should consult with your local and state legislative offices. However, if you do have the ability and wish to place wagers with a licensed bookmaker, please do so responsibly. And be sure to square up with Uncle Sam on April 15th. Sports wagering, just like any other risk-based investment, can lead to losses, so you must assess your own risk tolerance before you start. Now, if you guys want to call in, we are here for the next 28 minutes. Phone number is 917-932-1779. You can also send me an email to spread@coverthatspread.com, and make sure you're hitting us up on Twitter, @coverthatspread, spelled S-P-R-D. Now, I wanted to run through everything quickly today because we've got two plays for the play-in games. We did not do well last night, but we are back at it today because that's what gamblers do. So the first play that we are on is North Florida minus 2.5. This is a 10-unit play for us. We love this North Florida team. I like this matchup against Robert Morris. So I am going, we're going in big on North Florida tonight. And I know I've seen it fluctuate a little bit between 2.5 and 3 at certain times. So if you're still getting in at 3, I like it. If it's getting up to 3.5 or even 4, that's when I'd probably start breaking down from a 10-unit play to a 5-unit play. But right now, that's where we are at. And then in the next game, we've got Boise State versus Dayton. This game was at 3.5 when it opened. I'm pulling up the lines right now to see where this one has moved to, and it looks like it's all the way up to 4.5 right now. So at 4.5, I really like Boise State. That's a 5-unit play for us. I'm taking the points in this one. I know Dayton kind of is basically playing at home for this game, but I just think Boise State is a better team. What do you think about that, Catracho?
I also like Boise State. I do think it's messed up by the NCAA committee once again to be letting a play-in team such as Dayton play a home game. But I've watched this Boise State game, team a few times this year, and I do like them to pull off a quote-unquote upset in this play-in game against Dayton.
You know, the interesting thing, you have Dayton essentially playing a home game here, but they're going up against a Boise State team that's been pretty dominant. I mean, you know, if they were really close, I thought, towards the end of the season, minus a couple of bad losses, to being a much better ranked team in this tournament. So, it's an interesting dynamic. Basically, one team gets a home game. The other team, I think, was on the border of being a pretty decent team to mess with this season. So it'll be an interesting game. First game, North Florida, currently sitting at 3.5. And it looks like it may be on the move up to 4 as well. You've got 5 minutes before tip-off to get that bet in. So if you guys want to jump on North Florida, go for it. If you guys want to wait on Boise State, you've got a couple of hours before that one gets going. So yesterday, we completely talked about the Midwest and the West brackets, mostly the second round action, the round of 64. We did talk a little bit about a few teams we expected to move on a little further after that. So we're going to try to do the same, maybe even get into the Elite Eight tonight if we have time. And hopefully you guys at home filling out your brackets the last night. So, you know, there's a lot of bracket activity out there from betbsi.eu, our preferred sports book. They have a bracket contest. I know 5-9 has a bracket contest. So there's a lot of different places you can go and get in on some bracket contests other than just playing with your friends. So maybe next year that is what we will do. We will get a RLSN and cover that spread bracket tournament going, and we will see where everybody shakes out. But for this year, let's start in the East tonight. This is the bracket with Villanova as the number one seed. So in the first game, Villanova versus Lafayette. This game looks to be a little lopsided, in my opinion. And taking a look at where the line is right now, we've got – where is Villanova at?
-23 last time I checked.
Okay, yep, they're still sitting at -23 tonight right now. So a lot of points to be laying. I think, you know, they probably could do it if they wanted to. I think one of the things that you brought up off the air that's pretty good is, you know, a lot of these teams may be taking off in the second half. So 23 points, would you be willing to lay that on Villanova?
In this game, I think I would give the points to Villanova, and I like them to beat Lafayette. I took a look at Lafayette's schedule earlier and didn't see any real major teams that they played against. Now, a lot of times that means we count out the underdogs, but going up against the number one seed in Villanova that's been very good this year, I like Villanova to cruise in this one.
Overall, do you feel pretty good about Villanova? Like, you think they've got a good shot at making the Final Four in this part of the bracket?
I do. I think this is a pretty strong bracket overall. Two very good teams, number one and two in Villanova and Virginia, that both had very good seasons. So I could see this one being a tougher bracket, but I like Villanova to make it to, I'd say, Elite Eight, maybe the Final Four, depending on what Virginia team shows up in this side. But I do like Villanova.
Yeah, I'm liking them more and more as the season went on. I felt like they just kind of grew on me a little bit, and then really down the stretch is when they started to dominate teams they were going against. So I think that I think this bracket could end up having a lot of upsets just from what I've been looking at. And so in a lot of ways, I'm expecting Villanova, not to say they have an easy path, but I don't think they're going to end up going against Virginia. I don't think they're going to go up against Louisville or Northern Iowa. I think this could be one of those interesting brackets where the number one seed pretty much just walks through because there were so many other upsets that took place earlier. Now, moving on, one of the first upsets that I think will take place is NC State LSU. LSU is coming in as the ninth seed here. I think they've got a good shot at beating NC State. They're 2-point underdogs right now. I know NC State plays in the AC. LSU plays in the SEC. I've been dogging the SEC outside of Kentucky for most of this season, really. So, you know, I'm going against that a little bit here with this play. I really just don't feel very comfortable with the NC State team. I think they do have some issues when it comes to conditioning from the little bit that I've watched of them. And LSU has been kind of that surprise team where anytime you can get points with them, I find it's better to take them when you can get them. Who do you got in this one?
You know, after some debate with myself looking at the stats, I did go ahead and pick LSU as well. A lot of it kind of had to do with how Ole Miss came back last night, because like you, I'm also down on the SEC this year outside of Kentucky. But after seeing that team, you know, pull out after being down 17 at halftime, I think we've kind of put the SEC teams on the back burner, because Kentucky cruised for the most part. But LSU did play Kentucky pretty tight a couple times, and this NC State team relies heavily on the three ball and isn't very good at rebounding. So I like LSU's size to kind of negate any type of matchup with NC State in this game.
You know, we didn't even talk about that last night's 17-point collapse that took place. I mean, we were both playing on BYU. That was a big play for us that we gave away here on yesterday's show. And, you know, at halftime, it's looking really good. You're easily going to cover that, that 3 points, I think it was. They're up by 17, and the second half just collapsed. You know, that was very bad. And I was thinking the same thing this morning, that I don't like the SEC, but seeing that game made me feel better about the rest of the SEC. And maybe it was that the SEC just kind of beat itself up and, you know, kind of hurt itself in the positioning of the tournament because of it. But, you know, maybe they're going to be in a really good position to make a run, a couple teams here. So LSU, although I don't think they can get past Villanova, I do think this is a spot that LSU wins. And they are, like I said, 2-point underdogs. So I think that's going to be something we're going to be looking to do. LSU plus 2, and maybe even on the money line at plus 115. Now, next one, we've got Northern Iowa is a 5, Wyoming is a 12. This one is an interesting one. This is one of those other ones where I don't like Wyoming. I've actually kind of faded Wyoming a lot throughout the year, but I also don't really like Northern Iowa. So this is one of those games where, betting-wise, I am probably going to stay away from, but when it comes to actually picking a team on this one, I think I might go Wyoming on it. They're actually getting 6 points. So Northern Iowa is favored by 6. I think I like Wyoming. Talk me out of it, Catracho.
You know, I debated this game quite a bit myself. Northern Iowa did have a very good run at the beginning of the season, had a tough loss against a very good VCU team, as well as a couple of others. But I kind of was leaning towards Wyoming in this game as well, and I did pencil Wyoming into winning on my bracket. Right now, I know it's Northern Iowa is favored by 6, but I could see Northern Iowa coming to play in this game as well. I didn't see a lot of size on either team that, you know, would give anyone a rebounding advantage or an advantage in the post. So I think this one's going to be an up-and-down game, and it's going to be tight in my opinion. So I would stay away from it from a betting angle as well. But my gut's saying to go with Wyoming.
Yeah, and you know, in a lot of ways, that plus 6 seems really tempting to go with. I think that's just a lot of points to be getting for Wyoming. But then on the other side, Northern Iowa, you know, this has been their MO, and they rolled through their own conference for the most part this season. And, you know, I don't know. You know, I could easily see them covering that 6. I could also see them losing by 10. So, yeah, I think I'll forego betting on this one. But, this is one of those 12s that I like. It's definitely one of those 12s that you have to give a good thought to before going and picking Northern Iowa. So we've both got Wyoming moving on. So on the other side, they're going to face the winner of Louisville versus UC Irvine. UC Irvine and even UC Davis, I've played these teams a lot throughout the season. I like them both. Louisville, I don't know how much I like them. But at the same time, I don't know if I trust taking a 12 and a 13 right next to each other. So I think I'm leaning on Louisville. But I can go either way on this one. How are you thinking?
I'm going with Louisville as well. I like Rick Pitino. I think people are kind of overlooking this Louisville team as well. They did have a couple good victories, some tight games, and I like them to beat this UC Irvine team in this first round matchup.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty much where I'm at. I've been maybe it's just been that I bet Irvine. I made some money off of Irvine throughout the season, so I'm a little more – I feel like they could be a good play here. They're getting 8 points. And like you said, Louisville's won a lot of close matchups. I think 8 may be too much for this one. This could be one of those games early on in the tournament where you see a number 4 or higher have a really good scare, and I think Irvine could do that to him. So I think we're probably going to jump on Irvine plus 8. But, I don't think they've got enough to beat them here. So looking at the next round then, they would be going up against Wyoming, according to our bracket. Is Wyoming going to give this Louisville team any trouble?
You know, I think depending on how the first game goes for Louisville, if it is a close game with UC Irvine, I think that'll get the scare out of their system, and they would go ahead and beat that Wyoming team. So I'm not really worried about that second round matchup. Now, if UC Irvine were to pull off an upset, I think that matchup would be a very interesting one against Wyoming.
I'm kind of on that same thought pattern, too, that this first game, you'd expect a scare, and then after that, you see them kind of work through it. So I like that. I like that philosophy. All right, going on, we've got number 6, Providence versus the winner of tonight's Boise-Dayton game. If Boise wins this, I think I kind of like them. If Dayton wins this, I think I like Providence. Either way, I think I'm going to be picking Providence, but I want to wait tonight and see who wins this one. Who gives Providence the best shot at advancing?
You know, I'm kind of leaning on Dayton as well, being a better shot for Providence to advance. This is similar to that BYU game last night where I was penciling in BYU already to beat Xavier in that first round. And I would kind of lean on doing the same thing if Boise State were to win in this game. So I think the Dayton matchup against Providence probably gives Providence a better chance of advancing. But like BYU, we don't really know what's going to happen tonight. Boise State could come out trying to prove a lot of people wrong that they deserved an automatic bid versus play-in game. So it'll be an interesting matchup to see what happens tonight before you make your pick as far as Providence is concerned. But I do think that Boise State gives Providence a better game and could advance over Providence versus Dayton.
Yeah, I'm pretty much on the same thought right there. Don't have a line on this one yet while they're waiting for their opponent. So, I think I would take Providence against Dayton as a small favorite. If it's anything more than 3, I'm probably going to avoid it. And if it's anything closer to, like, maybe 7.5 and up, that's when I would consider taking Dayton, just because I do think that they have the ability to run with teams and at least keep it interesting. If they are going to face the winner of the Oklahoma-Albany matchup. Oklahoma's a 3, Albany's a 14. I don't think there's much of a question with Oklahoma here. This could be one of those scare games for them, but I think Oklahoma has a pretty good shot to steamroll them. They're 13-point favorites. What are you feeling on this one?
I like Oklahoma as well. I went ahead and penciled them in without much of a thought on that. So I don't think Albany will put up too much of a fight. It could be a first-half fight. But I like Oklahoma to win that one.
So that would be getting them up against either Providence or Boise, depending on what plays out tonight. Is Oklahoma just rolling through either of those teams? I mean, the Big 12 was a pretty big conference all year. I felt good watching them. I think they have a good shot to roll through either one of those.
Yeah, you won't find much of an argument from me on that. I'd like to go ahead and take Oklahoma to advance to the Sweet 16 as well.
All right, then. Then the 7-10 matchup in the East, we got Michigan State, Georgia. I am all over Michigan State on this one. Although, you know, again, Georgia is coming out of the SEC. Like we said last night, we didn't like the SEC. Then we watched the team play. Now we're kind of coming around to the SEC. So I still don't think they can do it. I think that Michigan State, this is where they shine. And they had a good Big Ten tournament run. I think they continue it here. Who do you like in this one?
I also like Michigan State. I think Tom Izzo is great in March. You know, his teams have overachieved in the past. I will say that Georgia, again, coming out of the SEC, you know, they're a good rebounding team, 24th overall in the nation, which is pretty high. You know, they could put up a fight. I'm still not very big on the SEC, although Ole Miss did kind of change my mind last night. The rebounding averages aren't too far off in this game, but I just like Tom Izzo to get it done.
Yeah, I'm right with you. Right with you on that. So they're going to take on, then assuming Michigan State moves on, they're going to take on the winner of Virginia-Belmont. Virginia is getting a lot of points, and I just don't really trust them to cover it. So one of our plays this is one of Friday's games, I believe. We are going to be taking Belmont plus 16.5. I don't think Virginia is going to be in doubt at any point. I just think that they're going to not move the ball fast enough. They're going to play their lethargic style of basketball, and I think because of that, Belmont's going to be able to stay in the game. Now, I don't think Belmont has any chance at winning this one, but do you like Virginia to cover that 16.5, or is that just too much?
You know, I think Virginia kind of had that letdown at the end of the season, losing to Louisville, and then again to UNC in the ACC tournament. I do like them to roll over Belmont and kind of let people know that that was kind of a fluke, and they're back and ready to take advantage of these weaker teams.
Do you think that was a spot where they were just kind of running out of gas? Did they play the wrong team at the wrong time? Or was that just a consequence of playing in a tough conference like the ACC, those final two losses you just referenced?
You know, I think it was just running out of steam. You know, they had a huge winning streak there where they had beat UNC and Louisville both. I wouldn't necessarily say convincingly. They did have some close games against NC State and Wake, only to beat Wake at Wake by, you know, 36. But I like Virginia to win this one. Like I said, I think they just hit a bad streak there, losing to Louisville and UNC.
Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty brutal stretch to be playing right at the end of the season, too. So you've got Virginia moving on. They're going against Michigan State. Who are you taking in that game?
You know, I think for me it kind of depends on how Michigan State performs against Georgia. If they win in a convincing fashion, I would lean towards picking Michigan State. But I do like Virginia to kind of advance in that game regardless. Just kind of a gut feeling on that.
I had Michigan State penciled in to win two games before I had Virginia penciled in to win one. So I'm going Michigan State in that matchup, assuming they both advance. But, Virginia could easily just pick up another head of steam, especially if they come off a big win against Belmont, and then you could kind of see them rolling through some of the Eastern bracket there. So wouldn't be surprised either way, but I'm right now, for my money, where I'm going would be Michigan State. Moving on to the South, we've got Duke versus the winner of the North Florida Robert Morris game tonight. I've got a buddy who has been keeping up with North Florida, kind of the reason I've been on him a little bit, just because I've been hearing about him a lot. And he's telling me that if North Florida wins, and he doesn't think that's a question tonight, that they've got a really good shot because of the way they match up against Duke. Now, I don't quite believe that. I wouldn't quite go that far, mostly because I don't think a number one seed is going to lose to a 16. However, what I will say is this could be a perfect bet if you can get a bunch of points from North Florida to take a first half bet. Because what I've seen this season a lot of times is large underdogs tend to play a really good game in the first half while they're still amped up, while they've got a lot to prove, and then the better team kind of takes over in the second half. So I've got Duke winning this one easily, but I think North Florida could hang with them for a half, and I'd be looking to make a first half play there. How do you feel about Duke versus North Florida or Robert Morris?
I like Duke to win this game as well. I mean, they're fourth in the nation in points per game, top 25 in assists, third in field goal percentage. I don't think these teams from smaller conferences can put up a fight for a full 40 minutes. You know, I think, like you said, it could be a good first half battle, especially if North Florida, you know, comes in with a lot of, you know, emotion after winning a tight game, or Robert Morris, you know, could pull it off. But I like Duke to win this one handily once they get into the game. I don't think Coach K would allow for another upset like they had last year to transpire again. So I like Duke in this game.
Yeah, I'm right with you on that. I don't think there's much of a shot. Moving on, we've got the 8-9 game, San Diego State versus St. John's. I penciled in San Diego State. I erased them. I penciled in St. John's. I erased them. Right now, I think I like St. John's, and I think they're getting points. I remember correctly from my video that I recorded about 25 minutes ago. So St. John's +3. There we go. Who do you got in this one? I think I'm liking St. John's more and more.
You know, I like San Diego State myself. That's who I penciled in. Kind of a gut feeling in this one as well, because the 8-9 matchups are so tough to pick. You know, they played very well against the Arizona team that was ranked very highly at the beginning of the season. They also pulled off a win against Utah at the beginning of the season, beat a BYU at the beginning of the season, beat Wyoming. I kind of like them to pull this game out. I wouldn't be surprised if St. John's were to win. You know, their stats are pretty comparable. I just have a gut feeling about San Diego State in this game.
Yeah. Like I said, I penciled them in right away. So I'm pretty much in a toss-up here. I'm going to take the points just because I think in a game when you could flip a coin, you're just better off taking the points. And it's more than a shot anyway. So, you know, even if someone's on a last-second three-pointer, you get the push. That's why I'm going to go with St. John's on this one. Either way, can either of them compete against Duke in the next round?
I don't believe so. I believe Duke is going to roll to the Sweet 16 and very easily to the Elite Eight and Final Four in this bracket. I think this South bracket is a little bit of a weaker bracket. You know, kind of stepping out on a limb there to say that. But I do like Duke to advance to the Elite Eight in this one.
Yeah, I'm looking at some of the teams that I thought were kind of weak when it came to where they were seeded in the tournament. And I thought they all kind of got put here. So teams like a Gonzaga at 2 or Iowa State at 3 kind of have a shot to go deep in the tournament just because I don't think they've got a whole lot of competition to go against. So I do like Duke rolling through this one. I don't see them having an issue in the Sweet 16. So, you know, then you're talking about them getting to the Elite Eight, going against either Iowa State, maybe a Gonzaga. You know, maybe there is another upset down there because, like I said, I think it's pretty much up in the air, but Yeah, I see Duke rolling through without much of a problem here. And, you know, that's just the way it goes sometimes for these teams. So moving on, we've got the 5-12 matchup, Utah versus SF Austin. And I've got Utah here. I think Austin's got some good pieces. I just think Utah has been playing too good to be not to win at least one game here.
Yeah, I agree with you. And, you know, I kind of looked over the schedule before we started the show. I like Utah's matchups. You know, they played a ranked San Diego State team at the beginning of the season, lost a close one there. They won a close one over Wichita State in overtime, lost another close one to Kansas. You know, they got beat pretty handily by Arizona earlier in the season. Played a close one against Arizona at home, though, and only to lose to Oregon in the Pac-12 tournament. So it's kind of a tough matchup, but I like Utah to win this one. I don't think SF Austin will give up too much of an issue in this game.
Yeah, I mean, when you're looking at a team, and you went over the list with Utah with close wins, good wins, close losses, what do you grade better? Like, would you rather see a team with a really good win against a mediocre team, or would you rather see them compete and maybe have a tough loss against a better team? I mean, when you're breaking down the tournament, how do you grade them? Like, what would you say is more important?
Yeah, I would look at those matchups. And, I mean, if they're pulling off a tight win, you know, that's a point for them in favor. If they're coming off a tough loss, depending on how they played in the games after that, I'd take a look at that as well. So, I mean, Utah, they lost a game, they pick it right back up. They're not really, you know, falling down and remorseful. I mean, they just come out and they win the next game. They're not one to really play, you know, a little pity party for themselves and say, well, we almost did it in that game. No, they come out the next game and they give a big win. Now, I mean, SF Austin is one of the highest scoring teams in the nation, so I could see them, you know, putting up a fight against Utah. But I just think Utah played a tougher schedule, and I like them to win that game.
Utah, -6.5. Are you taking them on that line, or are you thinking Austin can cover?
You know, I think Austin could possibly cover. I mean, I think it'll be a close game as far as the points are concerned. So I probably would lean on SF Austin to cover that 6.5. I mean, historically, these matchups are pretty tight, 12s and 5s. Upsets are, you know, possible there, but I like Utah to win this game, but I do like it to be close.
Yeah, I'm thinking you're onto something there with that one. Moving on, we've got Georgetown versus East Washington or Eastern Washington. Georgetown's 8-point favorites here. I don't like them covering. I like Eastern Washington to cover. I don't think they could win, though. But like we both said, this is that weaker bracket where you could easily see a 12 and a 13 and maybe even a 14 all advancing. So, you know, I'm leaning Georgetown just because I did get to see them play a little bit this year, but I don't think they can cover 8 points. What do you like about this game?
Yeah, I kind of like Georgetown just because of the fact, you know, they did play against some tough competition in Villanova and Butler this year, as well as a Creighton. You know, Providence had a couple good games. They played Wisconsin pretty tough at the beginning of the season. Also beat a Florida team at the beginning of the season that was ranked, only for Florida to fall pretty far. But I could see Georgetown really winning this game by 8 or more. But I wouldn't want to count out an Eastern Washington either. I mean, they They did win their conference tournament. You know, they don't necessarily play against the toughest competition, but that is another team that's a high-scoring team, so you could see them putting some points on the board against Georgetown.
Yeah, I like the – that. You know, that's the tough part about these teams that you see putting up big points throughout the season, and then they're going to go against one of these big-time defensive units like a Georgetown, like a Virginia, and you just don't – you know, it's so hard to say, is that – are those points going to translate going against a team with a bunch of giants, or is that going to basically shut them down? That's why I liked what you said about Stephen F. Austin was, you know, they are one of the highest scoring teams. And so Utah, I don't think, is that same type of powerhouse that can just shut them down. And I do like them to put up a lot of points, and that's why I think 6.5 points may be too much for them. So moving on from that, we would have Utah and Georgetown. I think we're both in agreement they're going to move on. Who do you like in that matchup? And that would essentially go and play Duke.
I think it kind of depends on how they both defend in that first game. You know, 4-5, that's kind of a tough matchup. I think Utah's a little closer to home playing in Portland. So I would lean towards Utah in that matchup against Georgetown.
Yeah, I could go either way. That would be one I'm probably – I mean, if I'm picking it, I want to say I'm going to lean Utah. But I don't really know. I don't really like either team particularly. Moving on, we've got the 6-11 SMU versus UCLA. I can't believe UCLA not only made it into the tournament but also didn't have to have a play-in game. So I'm going SMU all the way. They are favored in this one by 4 points. I think I'll be jumping on that as well. You have a feeling on this one, either one?
Yeah, I like SMU. You know, I had the privilege of watching UCLA play against Kentucky at the beginning of the season at a little two-game tournament, I guess you could say, here at the United Center in Chicago, and Kentucky absolutely obliterated them, didn't even let them get double digits in the first half. So I like SMU to destroy UCLA in this game. I'm not very big on UCLA at all.
Yeah, it's really hard to be, especially after watching a train wreck like that was. We both like SMU. They're going to play the winner of Iowa State UAB. Iowa State is – what are they here? I like Iowa State to win this one, and I also like them to cover the points, which is 14. It's moved up from 13.5. You know, again, this is one of those games. UAB does a good job scoring. Well, we've seen what Iowa State's been able to do. This could be a really good game to take UAB and the points in the first half, especially because Iowa State really likes the dramatics, so I could see them kind of letting UAB hang around with them in the first. What do you got in this one?
Yeah, I picked Iowa State to go ahead and win this game, but like you said, I could see it being a first-half play because Iowa State is a team that has played from behind quite a few times this season. So UAB, probably a good first-half play, and then I like Iowa State to pull it out in the end.
So then Iowa State versus SMU, 3-6. Who are you going with?
I like Iowa State, but it all depends on how SMU comes to play in that first game against UCLA. If they win it handily, I could lean towards an SMU, but I like Iowa State. And, you know, playing in Louisville, it's not really that close for either team, but I like Iowa State to pull it off.
I'm leaning SMU right now just because I feel like I'm a little top heavy, so I want to get a couple more upsets in before the Sweet 16 because I think with this field, you know, I'm having trouble finding people to beat number ones. So I'm trying to get a reason to like somebody else. So maybe I'm just overthinking it at this point, but I'm leaning SMU to the Iowa State, but I think it's a coin flip, really. I could see either of these teams advancing. So the 7-10 in this one is Iowa versus Davidson. I like Davidson. I like them covering the points. I like them winning outright. You know, Iowa has just been up and down most of the season, and I think this is a time for them to go down. Davidson's getting 2.5 points. Do you like that play or not?
I do like it. You know, this is – yesterday I was pretty heavy on the Big Ten. This is a team from the Big Ten that I am not liking in this tournament. I don't think they really deserve to be necessarily in the tournament. I would put them more on a bubble like – a UCLA team that kind of lucked into this tournament based on name alone or the fact that they were playing in a tough conference. But I do like Davidson to win this game.
Yeah, that's, you know, we talk about with the SEC, I think there's been a couple teams that have made it more or less because of the reputation of their conference than anything else. Iowa, I think, is one of those teams. So I will be staying away from them, going with Davidson, also taking the points. And then finally, we've got the 2-15 matchup, Gonzaga versus North Dakota. I've got Gonzaga in this one. I will not – well, I don't know. I might talk myself into laying 18 points on them. Not because I think North Dakota State is that bad, mostly because I expect Gonzaga to roll these teams that are more of their level when it comes to conference level. What do you think?
Yeah, I like Gonzaga to win this game as well. I think Gonzaga kind of has a lot to prove this year. They were ranked fairly high. They don't come from a very great conference themselves outside of BYU and St. Mary's. But I like Gonzaga to go ahead and hand this North Dakota State team a loss. What was the line you said again, J.A.?
18.
18. I could see a North Dakota State. Yeah, I could see North Dakota State covering that. But that's a game that, you know, Gonzaga could win very handily as well. But like we said earlier, this is kind of a weaker bracket. Even with that 1 and 2 seeds, I mean, we both like Duke to advance pretty easily, but I think Gonzaga will have a tougher road coming out of the bottom of that bracket.
So then going up against the winner of SMU Iowa State, you think it's going to be Iowa State? No, I'm sorry. They're going to be going against Davidson. You think they're going to roll through Davidson?
You know, Davidson is a pretty high-scoring team. Again, I think that plays, you know, into their favor. You know, they did get beat pretty handily by a more defensive-minded team in VCU. So as long as Gonzaga plays tough in the post, they've got some bigger guys. I like Gonzaga to win that matchup against Davidson. Davidson, not really very big on the inside, more of a three-point shooting team. So I can see Gonzaga pulling that out.
All right. Yeah, I think Gonzaga is also they're due. They're going to be looking to pull one out there as well. All right. We're just about done here. Update, we've got North Florida losing by 2 points to Robert Morris. 5 minutes to go in the first half. I am not concerned about that. North Florida has done a really good job in the second half all season, so I am expecting them to make a nice little run here, maybe before halftime, and then kind of take off in the second half. Any other thoughts on the tournament for these people filling out their brackets?
You know, anything can happen in March. I just say do your research. And, you know, if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to the spread at the website or to JA on his Twitter account. And we can give you any advice that we feel, you know, would help you guys out.
All right. Yeah, we got to get you up on Twitter now that you're all famous and everything. All right, guys, that's going to do it for us tonight. We're going to try to jump on again next week. We'll definitely be on next week. Hopefully we'll do another two days back-to-back so we can talk about the rest of the bracket. Thanks for listening for the Catracho and myself, J.A. Thank you guys for listening. Good luck this weekend, and may the spread be forever in your favor. Take care, guys.